When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Finished the book yesterday.
You verbal
500
porn,
pages,
yeah.
3 days.
And?
Oh.
What a twist at the end.
Really?
What a twist.
A sexual twist?
Another very serious sex scene.
Oh. Is that right?
I got two in the book, yeah.
Oh. That's nice.
And they also have superpowers.
Which in the bedroom?
Even, oh, yeah.
I also have that.
No, not that kind of superpower. Yeah.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
My pants are all wet.
On 98.7 ESPN.
So, you know, my knees are still wet, and like the lower third of my pants are wet, and my socks are wet.
Yeah. It was pouring, and you never had an umbrella.
Well, and not only was it pouring, it's supposed to pour all day long.
It's great.
At what point do the roads start to just take on water where it becomes unsafe to drive? It's been raining nonstop.
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Because as I was driving in the West Side Highway, puddles all over.
Yeah.
And I'm figuring this continues for another 24 hours? That's not good. We're not built for like 48 consecutive hours.
It looks like there could
rain.
Be a window, though, where the Mets could get this.
Like a 9-minute window?
Get this one in today.
Could you imagine how angry you would be if you showed up at Citi Field? Like you were bringing a buddy from out of town. It's like, well, we got to go because he's only going to be here for the one night. You go to the game, you sit there, and they never play
Well, you got to suck it up, according to Dan Grasso.
What do you mean?
You got to fight through the elements.
He said.
Well, this is what baseball is all about.
Is it, though?
No need for a retractable roof.
What is he talking about?
This was his worst take he's ever had doing the show.
No need for a retractable roof. How great would it be if you had a roof at
Citi
Field?
All these problems.
Did you hear did you watch the Yankees game? You must have watched either.
Oh.
Yeah, I watched the Yankees game.
What was that? Was that Grasso moaning?
Pobrecito. Yeah. Oh.
How stupid is this? RJ, did you hear this?
About their roof?
They can only, so you did hear it, open and close the roof when there's no one in the building.
Listen, there's a lot of rules that come with the roof.
Yeah, but so if a storm passes by that's unexpected and you're in the third inning, you now can't play the game.
Yeah.
You can't close the roof and play the game.
Get the people out.
You'd have to have everyone leave.
Everyone out.
And the reason is, RJ, I don't know if you heard this last night, the reason is they're concerned about pieces falling off the roof and hitting somebody. If there's such a concern, then being serious, like, did they build the thing properly? If they can't open and close the thing when there are people in the building, did they build it appropriately in the first place?
I mean, I guess I see what they're getting at. Like, there's a liability if something, like, is perched on the roof and it falls. You don't want to take
a chance. No, but I don't think they're worried about,
the building.
They're not worried about it.
They're actually saying pieces of
the
roof.
They're worried about,
pieces of the roof.
Just, you know, getting free and falling on somebody.
You know what they did? They probably made the mistake of hiring that same company that just built the A's new stadium in Vegas.
Oh, here we go.
They probably cut
and here we go. I had a good bit going. This was a good bit. You ruined my bit. Always do this.
I'll continue it for you. It's a good joke. But
forget it.
Well, but isn't it a rule in baseball with any team that has a retractable roof, they have to make a decision and stick with it? Like, I don't think any stadium you can close the roof, even if it's safe.
No, I don't think you're right.
I don't think you have to
close it at the end of the inning.
I don't think that's limited to baseball either.
I don't think you're right. I think it has to be closed at the end of an inning. Like, you play two and a half innings.
I got an idea.
What?
I got an idea.
What? Rules by Rothenberg? Yep. I'm getting emails on it, too.
Yep, but that's one of the rules you clarify.
Yes.
Now, who's got to look these rules up?
You!
I do!
It's your segment.
You're the genius.
It's not
segment.
ENN, where someone else writes it for Peter. You got to do this yourself.
Oh, wow.
Taking shots at Peter.
Yeah. Or around the league, which RJ writes for you.
You don't have to tell everybody.
I'm telling everyone. Do it yourself. I write the open.
You
Raymond
write the
writes
open.
The open.
That's right.
Right. So this is your segment. It's your idea. You want it. You love it.
It wasn't my idea.
Well, you're carrying it out, though.
Right.
So now I got to look up what are the rules for. What would I even Google?
Dome closing.
Dome closing rules?
That's right. Well, in Arizona, too, don't they have the, what's it called, the humidor? Because of the pressure with the ball?
No, is it? That's Colorado. That's Colorado. They might have one in Arizona, too.
I think Arizona has one also.
They might. What are the rules?
Wait, don't look it up now.
Why?
Because we want to sit here in silence.
I've got it from Major League Baseball.
Oh,
let's
hear it. No. Save it. Save it for the segment.
All right. So we'll save it.
And write it down for Dave.
But I have icing, somebody wants to know. I have explain the ground rule triple, somebody's email wants to know. And I have this one. So maybe we give this one and do the other two?
No. We wait.
We're going to do three?
Yes.
Yeah, nice three pack.
Nice three pack.
Arizona and Colorado, two teams with a humidor.
Really?
Yep.
That's nice.
So that, well, that's to your point, though. Maybe in building that, there were some oversights.
Steve, is that brick really, really, you know, ensconced there well?
Could that fall if we close it? I don't know.
It could.
Maybe.
So why don't we have no one in the building when we open and close the roof?
Should we try it? Namaste over here.
Yeah.
You can try it.
RJ, you want to use namaste in a sentence?
No, that's a one-time only.
This is the greatest line of all time.
Yeah, I'm going to leave namaste in Oakland because I ain't got no stadium.
And it was so quick,
because I ain't got no stadium.
Good job, me. Did you see, maybe I should save this for a bleep you missed.
What?
Did you see who the A's are talking to, by the way, as in addition to Oakland?
Oh, I saw it.
On a possible lease, because the stadium's, in all seriousness, it won't be ready.
It will not be ready.
Sacramento.
The Sacramento A's.
Sactown.
How far is Sacramento from Oakland? Do we know that?
I'm sure we can find out.
Rick, have you seen this conspiracy theory with the A's?
No, I haven't seen it.
About players who've been let go or demoted?
No.
I'm going to talk to you during the break.
Okay, good.
I want you to look at this.
That's great. So tease it for everyone, and then
I'll bring it up. Once I read it, I'll bring it up.
Well, why can't you bring it up on air, Raymond?
Well, I don't know how valid it is. It's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, right.
Conspiracy. All right, so let people know that this is a conspiracy theory heading into it. Now tell everyone you have that caveat what it is.
So some players on the team have been wearing a wristband, like, you know, like those rubber ones.
Oh, they think it's a tracking device on it?
No. So it's something like the last dive bar, baseball's last dive bar, referring to the stadium, and it like goes to a website. But apparently that website has been very big, like sell the team vibes on the A's. And so like the players who've been wearing these wristbands, apparently they've either been released or demoted.
Oh, because they support. Oh,
I get it.
But again, it's a conspiracy theory. I don't know how valid that is.
Steve Z emails in, I'm an engineer in the area. Former coworker worked on the Falcon Stadium. Some of the bolts rip off every time it gets moved.
That stadium's gorgeous, too.
Amazing. Is that the one that birds just fly into their death?
No,
that might be Minnesota.
No, it's Minnesota.
It's a bird death trap.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you can just be in the stadium taking the escalator up and you hear, like, thump, thump.
I've had that at the house. Bird, right into the window.
Why?
Because they can't see.
Isn't that what happened to the owl? Here in New York City?
No. I don't know.
You don't know that owl?
I don't know the owl story, no.
Tell us about the owl.
I got to look it up exactly. But there was a very famous owl that was in like the Central Park Zoo, and it got free, and rather than going to get it, it was just like the lead story on the news for weeks. They decided, you know what, we're just going to let it be free because it stays local, and I guess it flew into a window
and
died.
They killed it.
Well, no, he killed himself, actually.
They gave it a death sentence.
No, right?
This is uplifting.
How do we get here to the owl?
Because we go everywhere. That's how. I got to look this up. This is a famous story.
Yeah, I never heard that story.
By the way, we can't.
Flacco.
That was his name.
Flacco the owl?
Yes.
Named after Joe Flacco? Yeah.
No, only one C, F-L-A-C-O.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
We can't overlook, by the way, that Rick's home is comparable to the stadium in which the Vikings play.
No.
Well, I must have had
real clean windows. I must have had a real clean window.
What'd you pay for parking when you went to his home, RJ?
Natural light, eh?
Yeah, it's valeted.
Is there just a guy there?
Yeah, they hit me with the charge on the way out.
Was
he
like, hello, RJ? Let me take... Is the fob in the car?
Like the guy from the birdcage?
Yes. Hello.
The shoes, are they making me fall?
Are you here to see Master DiPietro?
You guys, I can't believe you guys. So I looked up Flacco the Owl, New York Times, The Guardian, AP News, Rolling Stone, CBC, AP News. Like, it was all over the place. NPR.
When did it happen?
February.
This year?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm too busy
USA
watching
Today.
Pickleball.
NYC Parks. People in mourning
right,
in the New Yorker.
I don't care where it was.
He's got a Wikipedia page.
I don't care how many places it was. What happened to Flacco?
New York Post. I told you what happened to Flacco.
The Daily Bugle.
It's not Flacco. It's Flacco, you said.
Well, I don't know. I would imagine it's Flacco.
The Daily Bugle.
ABC News, Washington Post.
Peter Parker had pictures of those.
The National Audubon Society, The Guardian, Fox 5, Spectrum.
All right, but what happened to the... the owl flew into a window.
And died.
Of what?
There's no more to the story.
I don't understand what he's looking...
Was there a certain building?
What?
Did they investigate it?
Investigate what? He didn't do it on purpose.
He's not building up to anything, Rick.
Okay, so
you guys thought there was more?
Yes.
No! The owl was free, and there was a big thing. You got to get the owl back into the zoo. And then they thought, no, the owl seems so... seems so happy out in the wild, in like the free of New York City. Let him, you know, run rampant. And he was, and he couldn't handle it, and he flew into a window.
Poor Flacco.
He was overwhelmed.
Poor Flacco.
Poor. Moment of silence.
No, we can't do that on the radio.
Just a quick one.
No.
For Flacco.
For 3 seconds.
Okay, ready?
Ready? RJ, ready? For 3 seconds,
moment of silence.
This is for Flacco. Flacco. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's go to Barry in Astoria. Barry, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Hi, Barry.
So I wanted to talk about the Knicks. To be honest with you, I know this isn't going to be a popular take, but I'm of the idea that we should start to kind of rest some of these guys, start to not exactly stress trying to get the 3 seed or get the 2 seed, because, frankly, we're only a game and a half ahead of Indiana in the 6.
But, Barry, we played the audio in the 6 o'clock hour. Where Thibodeau answers that question exactly. He says, we cannot afford to rest, guys.
You're only
I don't
two
know
game,
why he believes that.
Hey, Barry, you're only 2 games out of the play-in.
I mean, I hear that, but to be honest, looking at the schedule down the stretch here, some of these games are very, very easily winnable, even if we are playing a starting lineup that includes guys like Bogdan Bogdanovic, who needs to honestly find his stroke and find his stride here today. Just in general, Alec Burks included, like if these guys don't get minutes, they're not going to be ready for anything.
Well, do you expect Alec Burks to be a big piece of the postseason rotation if you're healthy? I don't.
No, of course not. But at the same time, I'm not entirely sure we're going to be healthy. You heard what Josh Hart said the other day. They'll be pleasantly surprised if these guys come back.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. The same thing that Tibbs said, though. Josh Hart is repeating what the coaches are saying, which is you can't worry about when OG and Julius are coming back. They're not with us now. This is who we have. We got to go out there and try to win basketball games.
I got a very mean email.
About me?
No. Did you have a childhood friend named Steve? That's the name you constantly go to when making up random scenarios. Switch it up a bit, fatty. What? That's from Tyler. What? What?
You know what? This is John Winthrop's fault, our boss. Because he writes these promos, and he always mentions something about your figure.
Right.
Like he thinks that shapely. What does shapely mean?
Fat.
Yeah, but it wasn't mean that you were in good shape. It wasn't like the chiseled Dave Rothenberg.
Right.
It was meant to take a shot, which
is fine.
Portly or plump, but
not for long.
I guess not.
You should have seen dinner last night. Turkey slices with a little bit of coleslaw. Like so, I made like a little wrap.
That's good.
Yeah.
Turkey roll up.
Had some snow peas, some snap peas.
Okay.
Right. Cup of tea.
It feels a little disjointed.
What do you mean?
It doesn't feel like there was a real plan going in.
No, it's like, hey, we got that, we got that, we got that. We'll take it out, do the best I can.
Yeah, for dinner, turkey roll-ups and some snap peas.
Yeah. And then I had some baby tomatoes, too. What?
There are so many things that you could eat and satiate yourself.
I was fine.
I know, but you put together like this fakakta diet. Like, I mean, there's so many things you could
do. I met a friend for lunch yesterday.
Okay, what?
I had steamed chicken and broccoli.
That's good.
Yeah.
Why don't you do me a favor?
Okay.
Why don't you go see a nutritionist?
I don't need a nutritionist.
Yes, you do. And get him or her to put you on a plan. Like, tell her, this is what I need. This is what I'm trying to reduce.
And I'm trying to reduce fat.
Yeah, fat, but all the others, I mean, the cholesterol, whatever it is.
That's right.
And then they'll put you on a well-thought-out diet.
I didn't tell you this. Can you guys listen? I don't even think RJ's paying any attention.
I'm listening. I was actually just going to say that I agree with Rick. I think we need to get you on something steady because you're...
I'm on steady.
No, I had
two hard-boiled eggs on the way in.
That's not good.
I saw my cardiologist and he scared me straight the other day.
No, but it's steady.
Then he called yesterday. My triglycerides are high and my sugar's also high.
You don't even know what those are.
It's bad cholesterol, triglycerides.
But you go from not eating to... like 3 stacks of pancakes at Flapjack Pete's. Like, there's got to be somewhere in the middle.
I gotta really get with it.
Yeah, but you're a roller coaster. It's got to be your lifestyle.
Maybe you see the nutritionist.
This is my new lifestyle.
Yeah, but they put you on this diet, and you actually like the diet, so you
not
don't...
Not really much of a lifestyle.
I love what I'm doing now.
No, you don't.
I love it.
You can't love this.
What do you mean?
No, you cannot love eating turkey rolls and snap peas for dinner.
You know what I love? I love the challenge, too. I love it.
Of not eating?
Yeah, it's me against my body. I'm
starving
fighting. I'm going to... When I go back, I have to go back in 6 weeks to the cardiologist. And he said, I need your blood pressure down.
But my point is, you shouldn't need fun challenges. Like, it shouldn't be like, hey, I got a bar mitzvah. I want to lose 25 pounds.
Right.
Or now I have my high triglycerides.
Right.
And I'm going to challenge myself.
Right.
Just make it your lifestyle.
Right. You're right.
What you do to yourself is not sustainable in life.
You could be right.
Right. I know I'm right.
Right.
So now you got a diet that you actually can stick to for good. So we don't have these problems.
Yeah.
So we get to 205 Dave, and it stays 205 Dave. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but rather than, you would take this over donuts.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you could also have a person that's smart enough that knows how to do these things.
Right, but let me get down to where I want to get to weight-wise.
But that person can get you down there the healthy way.
But let me get down to where I want to get to weight-wise, and then I can find a happy medium of every meal is not this, but every meal is also not turkey slices with a little coleslaw mixed in.
But I still think you need somebody to do it for you.
But I've done it on my own in the past.
The best shape I was ever in, I hired a nutritionist,
right,
and they put me on a strict diet that was still, it was enjoyable to eat, but every calorie was counted. So I didn't have to worry about it. Like, you're not even like, the coleslaw could end up having more calories than something more delicious that you could eat.
I guess it's possible.
Right, like you could be eating more foods that make you feel full and healthier than starving yourself with what you're doing.
I'm doing
eating
great.
The same calories, maybe.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Like, yeah. I'm eating. I had multiple meals yesterday. I'm just no carbs, none. All proteins and vegetables and fruits, low sugared fruits. That's it. That's great. When I did it in the past, I was not eating.
I got down to 3% body fat.
That's good.
And I didn't stop eating. I ate rice. I ate sweet potatoes. All that. Oatmeal.
I like sweet potatoes. Those are very nice.
All those things.
And I love oatmeal. Was it Gross that told you he hates oatmeal?
Hates oatmeal. Despises it.
Oh,
made fun of me the entire show.
Why? For liking oatmeal?
Don't know.
All right. Let's break. By the way, I get a tweet from Lucky Louie. Says they did an autopsy on the owl. It was believed he ate rats that had eaten rat poison. And Flacco was delirious and then crashed into the building.
This is not well thought out by the zookeepers.
It said he had a viral infection.
Yeah, how can the zookeepers think that he just let him be free in New York City?
Yeah, they thought it was a great idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Well, their lodges. Oh,
do you want to be free
of
in
rats
New York City?
There's plenty of rats and pigeons around.
The same thing would probably happen to me,
and that's what killed them.
You would open the papers, and all the papers would say, like, sports radio host ran into New York City building and didn't make it.
They let Dave Rothenberg free to his own devices.
Free Dave wasn't allowed to eat carbs, so he ate rats.
Yeah, you need to keep me in the zoo. Is what you need to do.
And unfortunately, the rat poison caused him to crash into a building.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Field Yates has his new, not one, but two round mock draft, inclusive in this, trades. So that's nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we'll run through that in the 8 o'clock hour, 1-800-919-3776. I will tell you this, Giants and Jets, I might sneeze.
God bless you.
Maybe. I'm like in that teetering point. You know that point?
I do know that point, yeah.
I think we're good. Giants and Jets, he does not have making a trade, either of them in the first round of the draft. So we'll get to that in a little bit. 1-800-919-3776. Stump Rothenberg coming your way in about 25 minutes. And then rules by Rothenberg. I don't know why it has to be rules by me. It should be.
No, it's your segment.
Yeah, but why? I don't need to own the segment.
The idea was rules. I mean, it was the idea for you, though.
Yeah, I guess. Right. The DNR pregame party is back, and that's very exciting. Let me explain what's happening. All right. We did it last year. It was such a success that we wanted to bring it back. Now, the show is going to head out to Publicans in Manhasset, do a live four-hour broadcast, Long Island, Thursday, May 2nd. Then we ride the LIRR to Citi Field for the second annual pregame party ahead of the Mets and the Cubs before going into the game by and seated by 110, and we'll be sitting in section 129. Okay, again, that's Thursday, May 2nd, Publicans in Manhasset, then right over to Citi Field. We hang out there, we go into the game, and we spend a great morning and afternoon together. Oh, that's a nice day.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Gorgeous day. That was probably my favorite, because I like the Jets tailgate we do, but I mean, just all in doing
the Jets
live
tailgate
show.
We did was shockingly today, especially pouring. Remember that?
I do.
It was pouring.
We've done a bunch of them, though. I'm just saying, like, the fact that we get to do the live show first and then follow up with the train ride with everybody, and then we get, I mean, that's just a full day.
It's a great day.
Like, that's, I mean, that's six to.
And you know what the nice thing is, too? We don't have, like, these lunatic fans. Like, our fans are really, like, normal for the most part and nice, and, like, you enjoy hanging out with them. It was very pleasant.
I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I see Lonnie and he's got the scorpion on, not go near him.
I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, right.
You already ruined a shirt,
no, I'm not
a sweater, right?
Fool me once.
Yeah.
Not again.
No. Well, here's the thing. If you have a piece of jewelry that's causing physical damage to numerous people's clothing, isn't it beholden upon you to not wear that anymore?
That's the question I asked. It wasn't the first time.
Right.
It's happened before.
Right.
I don't care that you're Scorpio.
I'm a Pisces. You don't see me wearing a big fish around my neck.
Let's adjust.
Right.
Right?
I agree. Or say, you know what? I can't hug you because I have this piece of jewelry which could damage your sweater.
Correct.
Let's go to Jerry in the Bronx. Hi, Jerry.
Dave, Rick, what's happening?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I'm driving my wife to work in Boca Raton, Florida, enjoying the weather, which you guys aren't.
No.
Well,
you're luckier in Florida, man. It is brutal up here.
This is a horrendous time to start baseball for kids, too, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm reading in the paper that they're saying, oh, it's terrible living in the Florida. The only thing they could come up with is the weather. It's too hot. Let them stay in New York. You know, I tell you honestly. But that's another topic for another day. But let me tell you something. The thing that's concerning to me with Soto is his defensive liabilities. Because 5 years down the road,
Jerry,
I can
he's been
see
good.
This guy
Jerry, but he's been good defensively. To start
really
the season.
Good.
Yes, it's a short amount of time, but long term, he's not known as a great defensive player.
Okay, but Jerry, you say five years down the road, he's going to be 30. He's not going to be 41. He's going to be hitting the prime of his career in 5 years.
Dave, he's not that good of an outfielder
right
now.
He's fine.
And he's only and as he gets older, maybe he may be a little bit more of a liability. Secondly,
well, he's also playing right field at Yankee Stadium, though.
And that's the real estate. And I was just going to say that. The real estate in Yankee Stadium is perfect for him. Now, when you have Judge in left field and in center field to compensate for Soto, you're putting a lot of stress on that big boy's body. Okay? So down the road, you're possibly looking at two possible DHs.
No.
down the road.
No, I think the natural I think that the natural transition for Aaron Jones, and we appreciate the phone call, Aaron Judge,
yeah,
would be he ends up at first base.
Well, they've already started to test him out at first base
because now all of a sudden, if you have Soto in right, you have Dominguez come back, you have Spencer Jones,
right,
and you're trying to keep Aaron
kind of
Aaron
makes
Judge
sense,
as healthy
right?
as possible.
Dominguez plays center, Soto plays right, Jones plays left, Judge moves to first, and away you go. Right, you haven't probably maybe Cabrera at second base. I don't know what you'll do at second. Shortstop's going to be Volpe. So you're, I mean, that would
well, you're
pretty
have to
much
go young
be
in certain positions,
yeah,
just because
exactly.
of how much money you're going to have to pay.
Or you're going to have
to
spend probably no money at second and no money at third once you get out of the LeMahieu
right.
deal.
Right. I mean, you're young now at short. Your catch position is not a cost.
Really feels like Volpe is taking a big step. No. He looks like a completely different player. He's very comfortable.
Yeah, but I think that's part of the reason why they kept him up as long as they kept for the whole season last year.
It was smart
when he struggled.
I thought it was. I never complained. The only reason it was so glaring that there were struggles is because the team was so bad. Like, I think that's kind of nice to let a kid kind of get his feet wet a little bit and the team is good and it's not as noticeable.
If the kid can handle it.
And he can handle it.
Well, yeah, but that's why they kept him up.
Shooter in Stanford. What's up, Shooter?
Morning, boys. Good morning, companies. Always a pleasure. Weather sucks.
It's terrible.
Accident this morning. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'd like to be in Florida as well. Quick Pistol comment, right? Pistol Pete, my dad made me watch the movies when I was little. He would actually dribble. His dad had him dribble on the train tracks as one of his drills. That was one crazy thing. And two, he'd dribble outside the car. He'd have the window open and he'd dribble outside the car. That's how amazing this guy was with the ball.
Amazing. Doesn't seem like the safest drills to be working on, but he was an amazing ball handler.
Of course not. His dad didn't care. His dad just wanted to be the best basketball player of all time. To the Knicks. And by the way, Publicans, Citi Field, amazing. Amazing. I hope we can have maybe get a wiffle ball game this year because I know Rick, big baseball guy, and he was doing BP last year, I remember.
That would be nice.
You want to do that, Rick? Wiffle ball game?
A little wiffle ball?
Yeah, we'll play wiffle ball.
Yeah, that would be nice. Cornhole, wiffle ball, whatever. We're up for all of it.
Let's do it. To the Knicks. I think, of course, we need the guys to come back because enough's enough already. This is just too much for Brunson and the team to take. But a blessing in disguise was our bench guys, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, DiVincenzo, and Hardenstein had time to develop, had time to gain confidence. And I think it's going to be a blessing in disguise when we get into the playoffs, as long as our big guys come back and transition well into the lineup. What do you guys think? I feel like that's going to be nice.
Yeah, it has the potential to be nice, but, I mean, you got to promise me that OG and Julius are coming back. I think they will. But I also don't know what Julius is going to look like when he comes back.
All right, what version of Julius Randle do we get?
Right.
If you get 80% of Julius Randle, you'd probably be very pleased.
Well, what sucks for him is that, I mean, one of the things that everyone was pointing to, difference between Julius this year and last year, was how much he was embracing not settling for threes.
Right. He was much more aggressive taking the ball to the basket, which worries you because taking the ball to the basket, there's going to be more contact.
Correct.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The answer, Raymond, would be yes. I have seen the rain over and over and over. My pants are all wet? Yeah, my pants were wet when I walked into the studio today. In fact, they're still a little soggy. RJ, you must have gotten wet today walking into the studio.
No.
How is that possible?
Well, I took the lovely subway.
Right.
And I waited until the train came to take me a mere one block. Normally, I'll do some walking.
Right.
But nope.
But I didn't. I only walked like three blocks, and I got drenched.
It actually wasn't raining too bad. It was raining, but not sideways like it is.
So I brought up my handy weather app, and it 8 a.m., 90%. All like noon, 70%. 5 p.m., 70%. 8 p.m., 70%. Midnight, 70%. It's going to rain all the way. The first hour that there will be no rain over the next 24. And mind you, it's rained for like the previous 24 as well. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Now, that's not good.
That's not good.
But this is, if we're the Mets, this is like our gap year.
I'll tell you what.
You see what's coming.
What's the phrase? April showers bring May flowers?
That's
allegedly.
Right.
We better get some like Chernobyl-sized flowers.
Easy.
Like we better get chrysanthemums through the root, like we like Jack and the Beanstalk kind of flowers.
So this is our gap day because we just build from here. Tomorrow, high of 50. Friday, 50. Saturday, 51.
And no rain in the forecast for those three. But tomorrow's supposed to rain too.
Yeah, tomorrow's some rain.
Yeah, great.
But then we start to take off. You get to Sunday, 55. Monday, 61.
Six, I saw that.
Tuesday, 70.
That's nice.
The hope is that we're turning the corner.
That's the hope, but can you feel ultimately confident of that? I went to Florida.
You said Mother Nature's on the hot seat.
Oh, I think she could lose her job. Absolutely. Do you not think so?
Did a bad job.
Got an email from Jay Santo. Tell me what you guys think about this. I'm going to be attending the big pregame party event. Let me ask you a question. If I bring edibles or joints, would you guys partake before the Mets game? How do we feel about that?
This could be a slippery slope.
How do we feel about that?
I will not.
You will not be partaking in the drugs.
That could easily be John sending you an email saying what you say.
But here's the thing. Edibles legal, marijuana now legal.
Sure.
So if he brings these things, we can now discuss these things on air.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. John was the same one that reached out to me right around a little before the tailgate, the pregame party last year. He clearly has a target on you, and I worry this could be a setup for you.
Mm. But I'm typically very well-behaved.
Typically.
Not poorly behaved. So if the four of us do not agree in unison, then I'm not doing these edibles and this marijuana.
That seems like a cop-out, got to be honest with you.
What do you mean seems like a cop-out?
If you want to do it, then do it.
No. No, I'm not doing it by myself and to be made a fool of. No, if none of you guys agree, I mean, we could do a little edible or smoke a little boubange and then we really enjoy the game.
Look at this guy.
What?
Smoke a little boubange.
Yeah, you can. Like you've never done that. Stop it.
I'm not nearly as well-versed in this stuff as you are, Dave.
Well, you know what?
Not
I was
nearly.
I was a youth who enjoyed myself. I'm not going to apologize to anybody for this. And that's the problem with you, is you're fearful of the man.
Did I just leave to go get you breakfast?
Yeah.
And then walk into, were you breaking down the weather?
That's right.
Yeah. Great.
Well, it's supposed to rain every hour on
the
hour.
Great. I think we all know that. RJ, do we need to send someone else down to get the food for Dave? So he doesn't...
Why, do you need to babysit him?
Well, apparently.
These are nice melons.
I walk out of the elevator and I hear him breaking down percentage chances of raining every hour.
Not of raining, of rain.
Of rain, whatever.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
You know what? I don't leave the show. I'm here.
Someone has to get you fruit.
Fixed to my seat the entire show.
And breakfast
you up
morning.
And you leave. It is nice.
Look how nice that is. I got you too because it looks a little small.
It's beautiful. This would have been plenty, by the way.
Well, I don't.
It's lovely.
I don't want you to be hungry.
I respect that tremendously.
You got two segments back to back coming up.
I know.
It's a big deal.
I'm a little nervous.
Are you excited?
Delicious grapes.
Right, but are you excited for your new segment today?
Rules by Rothenberg?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
The fact that you feel so comfortable, A, eating on the radio.
Well, I'm hungry.
And B,
yeah,
asking the show if we as a show want to smoke weed at the pregame party.
Well, I got an email. It sounded like I brought it up on my own.
Do you think that would be a good idea?
Well, I mean, what would be so awful about it? It's legal, right? Edibles, you can buy at any drugstore now.
Yeah, but I don't know if it would send the right message if, like, hey,
I mean,
yo,
we could do a little edible.
Sean walks into the
bonge,
the pregame party,
right?
As you know, members of the company.
Unless
the companies
maybe,
are grilling.
Unless maybe we get John to do some stuff.
Well, I mean, if John's doing it,
exactly.
No, that's a good
I actually
look for
wanted
him.
To be a paleontologist.
Right.
We could tell him if he if you smoke this, there's a real chance you find fossils.
Mickey style.
No, because what would happen is you'd give him something to eat. He'd eat it. And he'd start digging up under Citi Field.
I know. I'm telling you guys.
Guys,
I know.
Telling you there's a T-Rex that wandered right here 74 million years ago. Let me at it.
I can't wait.
For the tailgate?
Oh, the tailgate.
Oh, then we got the pickleball.
Oh, it's what a week.
Pickleball America.
What a
I
week.
Can't wait. That's going to be phenomenal. Yeah. May 5th, Stamford, Connecticut.
Yep.
Come out, watch. It's going to be great.
It looks like that Brian may actually be playing in the tournament.
Was Brian that good?
Well, I don't know, but like his level, though.
Okay.
I think it's going to be different levels.
What, is he like on the pickleball circuit and they've invited him to this?
No, he's not on the pickleball circuit, but I think he's going to go. So it's, you know, why not involve him in the tournament?
Good.
Nice.
That's nice.
Real nice.
Now, how about if we're so good in our match
it's not
against...
crazy.
How about if...
No, this is not the Sasso event. Will we play... We're not going to do that. I don't want to play our match... And then you have the bright idea we want to challenge.
They're like, no, these guys are so good.
No.
Let's put them into the main draw.
No, I'm not going to have anything left. I'm leaving it all out there. For as long as it has to go, I'm leaving it all out there. I'm diving.
These grapes are beautiful, by the way.
I'll be diving everywhere.
Yeah?
I'm going to leave everything I have.
I love it.
Okay.
I told you I'm playing this week, twice.
Send me some videos.
You want to see what it looks like?
I want to see what it looks like.
Okay.
Get a real taste.
Okay. I feel good about that. I'm going to give you a choice. You can hear a little Aaron Boone. You can hear... Nasty Nestor, or you can hear a little Tom Thibodeau. What moves the needle for you right now?
Oh, that's all three kind of move the needle a little bit.
All right, what moves
not
the
like
the
my
most?
Book move my needle, but let's go with Nestor.
Here is Yankee starter Nestor Cortez, 3 runs, all earned, 5 innings last night on his outing.
I thought I made a couple good pitches. Just got to do a better job of limiting damage in that first inning. Second time it happened already in the season. So just take care of the first inning and it would have been a nice night.
I hadn't heard that. I hate this. It's like, well, what happened in the game? Outside of falling behind 14-0, we played really good football. No, it doesn't work like
no,
that.
You gotta
the first inning is an important inning, especially when you're facing
now.
An ace like Zach Gallen.
Well, on top of the fact that, I mean, you have no Gerrit Cole either, right? I mean, that's everyone's now asked to do more.
And now you have... what's his face pitching tonight?
Right, but you getting through, I gave you the benefit of the doubt after your first start.
Right.
Where, I get it, it's the first game of the season, it's the Houston Astros, it's in Houston, and you settle down and you figure it out. Because the last thing you want to do going into that series is all of a sudden, you know, you're a pitch away of losing him in the first inning and what that's going to do to your bullpen for the rest of the series. And your bullpen was one of the keys to winning and sweeping that series. Your bullpen was great in that series. So that's game one. Game two now, knowing... that you're going up against Zach Gallen, and it's going to be a real test for your offense to go behind 3-0 in that first inning. I mean, having your team already not get, like they always say, that's a stupid cliche, but sometimes it's true. Like, you get to a really good pitcher early, because once they settle down,
that's
good
your
luck,
chance.
And now you didn't, and you give a 3-0 lead.
And it kind of, you lose some
good
of
luck.
your mojo a little bit. And tonight, or this afternoon, Rodon's on the mound.
That's a big start for him.
And you don't feel great about him.
Well, you're going to have to.
What do you mean? You can't force me to feel great
about
him?
No, but
him.
I'm saying you're going to, if, again, I mean, they're 5-1. But when you start to really dig into what they've done offensively, which we said is going to be the reason why they can.
And that will carry them this season.
Yeah.
At least until Cole gets back.
But it hasn't been great, though.
It hasn't been great outside of a couple guys
right,
who have been
awesome.
You've
had three guys that have played well. And outside
that's right.
of that, you're.
Volpe, but the fortunate thing for the Yankees is those three guys have not been, like, good. They've been unbelievably great.
Right. And listen, you're 5-1. And your run differential's +6. So, I mean, it's not... The offense isn't doing what you're hoping it can do.
Not yet, but it will.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, you're going to have Gerrit Cole out for at least 2 months. Now, he did the second inning yesterday with Michael and David Cohn, was talking about all the stuff he's doing with his arm and how he feels good. But still, it's going to take a while to get him back. The guy you're paying all this money to, who had a horrendous waste of a season last season... needs to step up. Because like I said, yeah, you're 5-1 and you feel great. If I had told you before this, you know, this road trip started your season that you'd come back home, you'd be 5-2 if you lose tonight. You'd still take 5-2. But I mean, I think there's something to be said where you win this, you win this game as you head back to
opening
day.
Well, I think equally for Rodon. Like, if you go out there and Rodon gives you six innings of two-run ball and you win this game and you're getting ready for your home opener, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel good regardless, but if you have Nestor giving you two starts, you're like, eh. And then Rodon, and again, everyone's like, oh, Rodon was pretty good in his first start. He pitched 4 1/3. He pitched 4 1/3 innings. Go out there and give me a legitimately good start. You know what? Let me define it by this. Go out there today and give me a quality start, which is not, is an ERA of 4.5. Give me six innings of three runs or better. Is that realistic to ask for?
Yeah, I think it absolutely is. I know it absolutely is. I mean, you're paying this guy to be your second best starter on your team.
So I'm not saying go out there and give me Gerrit Cole 7 1/3 of one run, three hit ball. Go out there and give me six innings of three runs or less. That should be a very fair ask.
That's more than fair.
You mentioned Gerrit Cole was on the Yes broadcast with Michael and David Cohn. He was asked, how's it going rehab-wise?
We've had a lot of good days in a row. Everything's been going nicely, coming along pretty smoothly, so it's encouraging for sure.
Well, that's some good news. More from Gerrit Cole. How do you strengthen your arm without being able to throw the baseball?
You build it from all the different vulnerable positions, and you kind of build it up in each position specifically. So, as you're at certain positions of your arm path and whatnot, you train those positions eccentrically and concentrically. And then you train them from a strength perspective and then a dynamic perspective, and then you kind of put it all together with single arm plyos and then eventually throwing the baseball.
So is this the equivalent of, like, if you have a back injury and they say strengthen your core so that the piece of your back that's bothering you has support from other...
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Good analogy, huh?
It's a great analogy. Yeah, that's usually what you're doing. It's the same thing that Julius Randle is doing right now, is you're strengthening everything around his shoulder to make sure that it doesn't pop out, or at least try to give you the best chance to have it not pop out. Same kind of deal. So, I mean, what he's doing is he's obviously straining something to
right.
the point where it's causing nerve irritation. So you want to, like, wherever you feel like his arm is going to be the most vulnerable when he's back, you want to strengthen all those areas.
Understood.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.